Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes.
That's a great Van Morrison bringing us back, arguably his best song of all time. Maybe one, clearly one of the best songs of all time from anybody. Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame, 17 Till I Am, the Small Business Advocate. And I'm talking about my predictions for 2014. It's just you and me. This is my 14th year to make predictions for the coming year. And I'll remind you that my track record is I'm batting 720. I'm 72%. Accurate for all these, probably over 14 years, multiply that by about 15 or 16 predictions, and that's how many I've made, and that's my track record. So I got a few more here I want to tell you about. These are the ones that we published this week in our newsletter and in newspapers, the various newspapers that take our my column, and also online, Forbes.com, Nasdaq.com, Manta.com, places like that. Publish my predictions. You might see them there as well. So here's the next prediction. The Federal Reserve Board, will follow through on its plans to reduce the unprecedented quantitative easing, called QE sometimes, that has infused trillions of dollars into the economy since 2008. So for more than five years, the Fed has been pumping money that they created from thin air, literally printed from nothing. Money that has no intrinsic value other than the full faith and credit of the United States. $85 billion a month. This last round of quantitative easing was $85 billion a month that the Fed has been pumping into the economy. I'm convinced that almost all that went to Wall Street. The Wall Street was the lion's share beneficiary of all that, and I'm convinced that that's one of the reasons why the stock market is where it is right now. And I'm not a stock market expert, but there are a number of people out there who are stock market experts who agree with me on this. But the Fed realizes that they can't. This is unprecedented. This territory they're in right now is totally unprecedented. They've got a $3 trillion balance sheet, and the Fed. That has never happened before. They've got to start pulling that down. And so they're going to start easing off on that. So look for the first notice that you'll find will probably be a reaction of some kind by Wall Street, by the stock markets. And there'll be something there that will affect, and I'm not sure how it'll affect you, but you'll start seeing that. Next prediction. Incoming Fed Chairman Janet Yellen, who our guy, our Fed expert, Bob McTeer, likes. He served with her. He likes her. He thinks she's one of the best candidates, if not the best. He didn't say she was the best. He said she's a really good candidate. She's the incoming Fed chairman. Janet Yellen will promote policies that will be friendlier to the twin pillars of Main Street, small businesses and small banks, independent community banks. I heard her testimony. That's right. I don't have a life, so I listen to things like that. I heard her testimony before the Senate, and in that testimony, without needing to, I heard her talk about small banks and small businesses, and families. She also talked about families. I liked what she had to say. I liked the fact that she brought those topics up, families and small businesses and community banks, that she even included those in her testimony, told me something about her values. And so I'm betting a prediction on her. I'm calling her. I'm not calling her out, but I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I'm betting that she's going to be more friendly, she's going to promote policies that will help us more on Main Street, and we sorely need this. Wall Street does not deserve to be the lion's share beneficiary of whatever they're doing to grow the economy. We need to get more of that out on Main Street, to the last mile out on Main Street. Next prediction. The combination of Fed QE tapering, cutting back from $85 billion a month to maybe 75 or 65, depending on how far they go, that whole combination plus the cooling of global economy, and the global economy is cooling, and continued Obamacare disruptions, and we're going to have that all year, will produce a challenging year for Wall Street. I'm not saying, I don't know where Wall Street's, I don't know where the stock market's going to wind up at the end of the year, but I will tell you this, this will be a volatile year. I'm convinced it's going to be a volatile year on Wall Street, which would be good for them because they like it whether it's going up or down, right? Next prediction, like watching a train wreck, this is important, folks, like watching a train wreck in slow motion, Obamacare will produce a kind of national economic double jeopardy of real damage to millions of people. Maybe you're one of them. A double jeopardy of real damage to millions of people and continued uncertainty for everyone else. You're either feeling the damage of Obamacare, the impact of Obamacare, or you're waiting for the other shoe to drop. And that's the double jeopardy that our economy is feeling as a result of Obamacare. And then the next prediction is after over a dozen arbitrary and unilateral changes to Obamacare by the Obama administration. And I promise you folks, there'll be more to come. That's another prediction. There'll be more unilateral, arbitrary, maybe unconstitutional, unprecedented challenges or changes to Obamacare. There will be constitutional challenges that will manifest in the form of lawsuits. People may probably the House of Representatives will take the Obama administration to court over some of the things they're doing that are unprecedented constitutionally. Quick break. Come back after these messages with my final predictions. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.